Greg Bafundo lives in Tenasket, Washington, and believes strongly that we should make every effort to increase the grizzly population. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight.
If they reach that level in my lifetime, I think that we'll still be lucky to see one. Now, if they do reach a recovery goal, I think we should manage them as a game species like other states do, and we should have hunting seasons on them. I'm an avid bow hunter, and man, to go up against a grizzly bear with my longbow would be an opportunity of a lifetime, and I think that it would just be something that would be really cool for people's grandkids to be able to see. So I think that there's a lot of unwarranted fear, and I think we can coexist. I think that places like the Cabinet Mountains in Montana and places in Wyoming where you've lived where they have grizzly bears, the success ratio is proven that people who make their living on the land and these bears and people who recreate in the mountains and these bears can coexist in a way that is quite sensationalized, as you see on the news sometimes. So I'm in favor of it. I'd like to be able to go up into the Poseidon Wilderness and go on a hunt or a backpack trip or something like that and be able to look across Horseshoe Basin or across Apex Pass and see one of these bears roaming around. Congressman Newhouse mentioned natural reintroduction, and anybody that studies a map can look north of the border and see that the habitat north of the border is really, really fragmented. There's just no way for these bears to migrate naturally down into north central Washington and the North Cascades.
It appears Greg is a real mountain man, don't you think?
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.